ジャパニーズポット101でござる。おはよう薩摩、こんばんは長州、こんにちは土佐。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 5 Lesson 11. If only I knew what to call it in Japanese.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Japanese Part 101. こんにちは皆さん。こんにちは Peter さん。
こんにちはナオミ先生。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。 In this lesson, you learn how to introduce the name of something
using the phrase という meaning called or named.
You'll also learn how to ask a question in informal situation.This conversation takes place at...
Cafe.
A cafe. The conversation is between a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
そうですね。彼氏と彼女の会話です。下山慎さんと遠い歩さんが話しています。
Shin Shimoyama and Ayumu Toi are talking. Since it's a conversation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, the speakers will be speaking informal Japanese.
カジュアルな日本語です。
Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more. では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
6時に駅前のツインズというカフェに来てほしい。
いらっしゃいませ。
待ち合わせなんですけど。あ、いたいた。遅れてごめん、歩。金曜日から出張で忙しくて。この前映画に行けなくてごめんね。なんていう映画を見たの？
人違いという映画を見たの。体調は良くなったの？
あ、良くなったよ。
本当に病気だったの？
どういう意味？
ねえ、ミユという人は誰？奥さん？
は？
私見たの。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
6時に駅前のツインズというカフェに来てほしい。
いらっしゃいませ。
待ち合わせなんですけど。あ、いたいた。遅れてごめん、歩。金曜日から出張で忙しくて、この前映画に行けなくてごめんね。なんていう映画を見たの？
人違いという映画を見たの。体調は良くなったの。
ああ、良くなったよ。
本当に病気だったの。
どういう意味？
ねえ、ミウという人は誰？奥さん？見たの？私。
は？
今度は英語が入ります。
6時に駅前のツインズというカフェに来てほしい。
I want you to come to the cafe called Twins in front of the station at 6.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
待ち合わせなんですけど。
I'm meeting someone here.
あ、いたいた。遅れてごめん、歩。
Oh, there she is. Sorry I'm late.
金曜日から出張で忙しくて。
I've been busy since there's a business trip on Friday.
この前映画に行けなくてごめんね。
I'm sorry I couldn't go to the movies the other day.
なんていう映画を見たの？
What was the movie you saw called?
人違いという映画を見たの。
I saw a movie called Mistaken Identity.
体調は良くなったの？
Are you feeling all better now?
ああ、良くなったよ。
Yeah, a lot better.
本当に病気だったの?
Were you really sick?
どういう意味?
What do you mean?
ねえ、ミユという人は誰? 奥さん?
Look, who's that person named ミユ? Your wife?
は?
What?
私見たの。
I saw everything.
I really like the line, 人違いという映画. The movie called 人違い, Mistaken Identity.
Right. This line is actually foreshadowing something.
And also the name of the cafe.
Oh, you noticed that.
Twins というカフェ.
A cafe called Twins. Great name. Now, by the way, do people still use the word 喫茶店 for coffee shop?
They do, but for me,喫茶店 refers to a more traditional, old-fashioned place. Usually, it's not a chain.
I see. I have this image of some place that a middle-aged man would run.
Ah, そうね。
And you can definitely buy カレーライス there, like curry rice.
Yeah. Probably the man knows how to make proper coffee or tea.
Yes.
On the other hand, the European-style cafe that faces the street and has big windows,Those kind of places are not referred to as 喫茶店. We just call them カフェ.
If it's a cafe that is part of a chain, we just say the name of the shop.
Ah, そうですね.
For example?
Starbucks.
Starbucks coffee. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is?
待ち合わせ.
Appointment.
待ち合わせ. 待ち合わせ.
Next?
遅れる.
To be late.
遅れる遅れる
Next.
出張
Business trip.
出張う出張
Next.
この前
The other day. Last time. Recently.
この前この前
Next.
人違い
Mistaking one person for another. Mistaken identity.
人違い。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Nami-sensei, what are we going to look at first?
待ち合わせ。
Appointment. Rendezvous.
Oh, なるほど。
Or a meeting.
This word originally contains two verbs. 待つ。
To wait.
And 合わせる。
To set. To join. Or to put together. So...待ち合わせ indicates an arrangement or promise to meet someone at a particular time and place.
Right. For example, 場所 is place. So, 待ち合わせ場所 is
a meeting place.
And 待ち合わせ時間 is
a meeting time. 待ち合わせ is a noun, right?
はい。
What's the verb form?
Oh, the corresponding verb is 待ち合わせる.
To meet up.Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Sample sentence, please.
はい。駅前で友達と待ち合わせた。
I promised to meet my friend in front of the station. Or we can translate it as, I met my friend in front of the station. However, when you translate it as, I met my friend in front of the station, you have to know that before the people met, that there was a plan that they would meet. And the sample sentence actually includes the next word.
Right. 駅前。
In front of the station.
駅前 means 駅の前.
In front of the station. Japanese people often shorten words, right?
そうですね. Right.
So, the last word we're looking at is?
Well, actually, it's not a word, but it's a sentence-ending particle, の.
When the sentence-ending particle, の, is said with a rising intonation, it indicates a colloquial question.
Right. For example, 飲む is?
To drink.
So, 飲むのMeans,
do you drink? Or are you going to drink?
Oishi is
tasty.
So, oishi no?
Means, is it tasty? But, Naomi-sensei, didn't we learn that the question marking particle is ka?
Ah, そうですね. Good point. In polite situations, yes. For example, 飲みます becomes 飲みますか?
Will you drink or do you drink?
And, oishi desu.Becomes, oishi desu ka?
Is it tasty?
But if you add ka to casual speech, it may sound a bit rough or masculine.
So if you're a man, do you think it's okay to say 飲むか or おいしいか?
Yeah, そうですね。But only if you're talking to someone of lower status than you and want to sound rough.
Or if you're joking around.
そうね。
But gotta be careful with jokes because they can go either way. The focus of this lesson is how to introduce the name of something or someone using the phrase という, meaning called or named.
First of all, let's learn how to say a website called JapanesePod101.com or a person called Peter.
The sentence pattern is A という B, B called A.
そうですね。Be careful, the word order is opposite of English. JapanesePod101.com というウェブサイト。
A website called JapanesePod101.com.
Peter という人。
A person called Peter. The phrase という is a combination of the quotation marking particle と and the verb
言う
to say. Next, let's practice with the sentence.Listeners, repeat after Naomi-sensei. Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Say a website called JapanesePod101.com.
JapanesePod101.com というウェブサイト。
Now we're going to take it a little further and make a complete sentence. How about creating the sentence, a website called JapanesePod101.com is useful.
JapanesePod101.com というウェブサイトは便利です。
Again, repeat after Naomi-sensei. Naomi-sensei, say a person called Peter.
Peter という人。
Now let's create a sentence. How about the person called Peter is American?
Peter という人はアメリカ人です。Thisという will come in handy when you mention the name of something for the first time.
Or if you want to explain about something. Really, really important phrase. Now, please note that in a casual conversation, the quotation particle to is often replaced with
て.
Small pause followed by
て.
So, JapanesePod101.com というウェブサイト becomes
JapanesePod101.comというウェブサイト。
ピーターという人 becomes?
ピーターという人。
Naomi 先生。
はい。
By the way, you said you wanted to buy a TV, right?
ああ、そうそう。
もうテレビを買いましたか? Have you already bought one?
あ、はい。シャープのアクオスというテレビを買いました。
So you bought a TV called Aquos?
そうです、アクオスです。ピーターさんは最近新しいカメラを買いましたよね。I saw you are playing with your new camera.
いいえ、間違えましたよ。
え
No, you made a mistake.
何?
マーヴィンという人です。It was a guy called Marvin.
ああ、マーヴィンという人が買いました。あ、そうでした?
そうですよ。人違いですね。
あ、I see.
Mistaken identity.
すみません。
Okay, well, that's all for this lesson. In this lesson, we covered the sentence ending particle の. There's actually one more usage of の, and it's all explained in the lesson notes. So don't forget to read the lesson notes.
じゃあまた。
6時に駅前のツインズというカフェに来てほしい。
いらっしゃいませ。
待ち合わせなんですけど。あ、いたいた。遅れてごめん、歩。金曜日から出張で忙しくて。この前、映画に行けなくてごめんね。なんていう映画を見たの?
人違いという映画を見たの。体調は良くなったの?
あ、良くなったよ。
本当に病気だったの?
どういう意味?
ねえ、ミウという人は誰?奥さん?
は?
私見たの。